People here say they are tired of the violence. After weeks of upheaval, shopkeeper Muhammad Ali Muhammad says he just wants life to return to normal.
As an Egyptian, of course, I'm very worried and concerned about what is happening in Cairo and hope and pray to God that stability is restored.
Many people here support the military and Egypt's interim president, Adli Mansour. Haj Hosni Mahmoud, who owns a coffee shop, says no one can impose their will on the Egyptian people.
We will appoint a prime minister, and we have a president, we have a coalition. We will do what we want, despite what anybody else wants. We are Egyptians, and we are free.
The interim president and the military have called for restraint after Monday's bloody clashes between Egyptian soldiers and supporters of ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The Egyptian health ministry says more than 50 people were killed in the clashes. The Muslim Brotherhood says the military attacked first, a charge the military has denied. Brotherhood supporter Mohamed Rasmi says those killed were murdered by the military.
We do not want us to take our president back after the coup happened. So they want to get rid of us, but we did not expect them to murder us. We just expected them to, throw some gas grenades or water, not to murder us.
The people here accused the army of opening fire while they were praying in front of the Republican Guard headquarters, where some believe ousted President Mohamed Morsi is being held.
Look what they're doing to people who pray.
The country and its children, says this woman, are in great need of God. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Cairo.